And I want to preach it from this subject. I just want to say, Lazarus, what do you see? Now, amen, honestly, I'm not going to get to Lazarus to the latter part of what I do. I'm going to try to get you out of here by 2 o'clock if I can. In Jesus' name. He didn't tell you about those revivals like that. Amen. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, smile. Lift up your hands and give him praise. That's right, all in the way in the back. Lady, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. God, we declare your name. We declare your power. We declare your ability, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we declare, oh God, you are the name above every name. And that in the name of Jesus, oh God, everything comes in authority right now. Every sickness, every disease, every torment, in the name of Jesus. Every relationship, in the name of Jesus. Troubled or not, in Jesus' name, is under your authority. Come on, somebody, help me pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, Lord. We speak the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for baptisms in Jesus' name. We thank you for encouragements in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. We declare that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Come on, somebody give God some praise one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Peter, the first chapter and the first verse. Simon Peter, and a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us. Amen. Someone say precious faith. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and peace. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, have given unto us. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been given something. Amen. All things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord, amen. And say, God, I've escaped. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands like you really mean it in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Just don't sit down on God. Clap your hands all over again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. People, there is nothing like the kingdom of God. You are in the kingdom of God. It's not the building, it's the people. Oh, praise the Lord. The purpose for every person in this place, amen, is to find Jesus. Somebody may say, I'm a guest, but I'm going to tell you, if you've got your ears open, you need to understand that your purpose is to pursue Jesus. Pursue him passionately. Pursue him daily. Obey his voice. Hopefully, amen, there's people in this place that have made it a firm commitment to find your purpose. I say to find your place in God. You are not an accident. I don't care what your dad said about you. I say you are not a man. I say you are not just a zero sitting on that chair. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I preach to you, lady. Amen. Nobody else says nothing. Hallelujah. I've been washed in his blood, sanctified by his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love this book. I love its promises. Hallelujah. I love this book and I love his promises. And we have received them by the gospel. Amen. And you're responding with obedience. Amen. With esteem. Oh, praise the Lord. Is the best thing that you could ever happen to you. Amen. The best thing is to hear the gospel, not analyze the gospel, but take the gospel and obey it. Somebody in the back row say amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I love this book. The promises, they are great and exceeding great. They are precious. Somebody say exceeding great. Hallelujah. Come on, give it one more decibel. Amen. Say exceeding great and precious. Hallelujah. People, these are not small promises. This is not a Methodist church. This is not a Baptist church. This is a one God apostolic church, and we know how to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious means this. Precious means it's valuable. Precious means it's honored. Precious means it's esteemed. Come on, friend of mine, if this has stopped being precious to you, you came to the right service at the right time. You need to look, amen, to the left and right and say, I don't care what you do. I've got to get these promises precious in my mind one more time. Go ahead, sir. Amen. If you're a visitor, you can clap your hands in the name of Jesus. It's precious to me. I said, it's precious. Don't let that lady outdance you. I said, it's precious. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, what do you see in this place? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You may not have understood me yet. Maybe I'm starting too fast. I'm going to get it faster. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It's 71 years old. I got to put the pedal to the metal. I don't have long to get this thing done. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You need to look over the row. Amen. Don't look at the pastels and the blues and all that, but look around and see the gray hairs, no hairs, and God forbid, bald hairs. Oh, praise the Lord. There's a miracle setting across from you. There's a miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. And those that know they're a miracle, they are participating. Oh, gloria a Dios back there. In the name of Jesus, Dios le bendiga. Come on, let's give him praise right now. Because in the name of Jesus, you can say what you want to be about me, but I'm telling you the most powerful thing about you and your neighbor. Come on, lady, you can go a little higher. Oh, praise the Lord. Is that you are a miracle. You're not depressed. You're not in bondage. You're not going to die before your time. You're not going to be drugged out, alcoholed out. Come on, put patty cake, baker's man, put it away. Somebody praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath. Come on, slap your neighbor and say, hey, dude, you ain't too cute to praise the Lord. Have a seat. Get ready to jump back up. I have a feeling that somebody here has good memory about the list of promises. Oh, praise the Lord. It's not something vague. Let me just call out a few. Ephesians, the first chapter and the seventh verse says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Somebody scream to me, his blood. The forgiveness of sins, hallelujah, according to the riches of his grace. Is there anybody that's forgiven here? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. If you're looking at somebody and they've got a guilty conscience, say, hey, sweetheart, you don't have to stay that way. There's forgiveness in the house. If God can forgive me, God can forgive you. Come on, sir. You can hop a little louder than that. You can scream a little louder than that. Hey, we've been forgiven. Woo! Amen. I'd hang around that little while, but I got a little ways to go. Amen. Romans 7, 14, verse 17. Righteousness, peace. Come on, somebody holler. Say righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. If they talk in tongues and they've got an undertaker's smile, you say, come on, sweetheart. We've got an appointment in the altar. But it's righteousness and it's peace and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable. Hallelujah. Somebody shout yes. Amen. Second John, 1 John and the second chapter and the 25th verse. Hallelujah. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. I say even eternal life. I'm so glad about eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, amen, you can't pull these people out with a herd of bulls, because can't nobody, amen, give you eternal life like Jesus can give you eternal life. Amen. Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse in the CEV version. Make it a little bit easier on you. If you're tired, amen, from carrying heavy burdens, and everywhere I go, they may look good, they may be all together, but they're carrying heavy burdens. The burdens are in their minds. Come on, somebody. God is an attitude fixer. God, amen, is a mental health, amen, a redeemer. Come on, somebody. You don't have to be mad at your mother-in-law, your father-in-law. You don't have to be mad at yourself. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. You may not understand everything I'm saying, but you can feel what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, he came here to give you rest. I said he came here to give you life. He came here to give you peace. Oh, praise the Lord. If they don't want rest, they get out of my way. I'll take yours and mine. Amen. And then there's healing. Amen. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Amen. Whenever I get in a crowd this big, I can be in a crowd of one. And there's something, amen, that needs to be fixed if it's no more than just a broken toenail. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, there's people in this place right now. I see your smile, but I also know there's hurts behind your smile. Because in the name of Jesus, your name is not Lazarus, but I got to fix how you are seen right now. Oh, praise the Lord. This is more than just the decor. Amen. The carpet can't do this for you. The nice graphics can't do this for you. But the Holy Ghost and the fire in the name of Jesus can do. I wish I had about 15 more people that believe what I'm saying. In the name of Jesus, there's healing here in this place. Come on, Chris, help me in the back. There any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over him. Amen. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. I want to tell you, oh, praise the Lord, don't you sit there suffering. You don't have to leave here without your with your pain. Come on, leave your pain at the altar. Leave your mental pain at the altar. Leave that pain of the broken relationship at the altar. Come on, somebody needs to understand. They can put oil on you, lay hands on you, and the disease can go. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Oh, praise the Lord. How about this? Love, joy, peace. Oh, praise the Lord. Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no 75 mile speed limit. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Amen. The sum total of it. Amen. Of this is this. The sum total full of it. I've already hinted to it. Amen. 1 Peter 1:9. Amen. Receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Oh, praise the Lord. Pastor, I'd like to tell you that it was all mountaintops. Oh, praise the Lord. I wear a long suit. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The only place I wear shorts is in the bathroom. But in the name of Jesus Christ. But I'm going to, you're supposed to laugh over that. Oh, praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you that the blood can wash you. The blood can cleanse you. Come on, I'm talking to some people, oh, praise the Lord, that you weren't born yesterday. I've got some, amen, not just some 20-somethings and 30-somethings. There's some people here, and you've got some daggers in your heart. Amen, not because you're shooting them. It's because you've been a pincushion, amen, for somebody that didn't have a brain on their head. But I'm going to tell you, there's a God that can heal you. There's a God. Hey, come on, somebody. Jump up and say, I ain't quitting now. I didn't quit yesterday. I didn't quit last year. I didn't quit doing COVID. I didn't quit doing the economic crisis. Oh, praise the Lord. I look and I see my help. Go ahead, there, sound man. I looked and he was high and he was lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Oh, praise the Lord. Would you stop being cute with your praise and praise God? Like in the name of Jesus, you're in his sanctuary. There'll be at least one runner in the house. There'll be, in the name of Jesus, what do you see? I see resurrection. I see life. I see healing. I see joy. I see peace. You ain't seen it yet, dude. Get your hands up. Come on, girl. Break a high heel shoe. It's time to give God the praise. Good, profitable, powerful, and eternally effectual as these promises are. It's always right to remind people of what they've got. I may look a little simple. I was born at night, but not last night. This church was founded 1 year after I was born. That's right. I'm a pre-Halloween baby. October 30th, 1954. Look at your neighbor and say, that explains everything about the dude. But I'm going to tell you, oh, praise the Lord, through many pains, toils, and snares. Some of you that were there way back then, or at least your grandpa was, you can say, I'm still here. Would you stand up and shout that, sir? I'm still here. Mess with me. I'll run a team of horses to Jezreel. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll sit beside you, but you can't have my seat. Some of y'all don't take that too literally. I'm just talking to somebody. I don't care where that visitor seat. They ain't going to sit by my seat. Oh, praise the Lord. Look, that chair needs more than just your double impressions. We'll sit you on the floor to get somebody else in here that needs the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, this is a Holy Ghost church. Tell them like you mean it. There's a Holy Ghost. Come on. Tell them again. Give them all your taco breath. Holy Ghost Church. It's always right to remind people of what they've got. Hang in there with me. Amen. And that they are to press into it. Someone say press. Say not with the iron, say press. Oh, praise the Lord, into it. Because this earthly, are you listening to me? This earthly life is blinding. And people tend to let it have more effect on them than what they should. Amen. We want everybody to see, amen, the promises all the way to the end. I don't want you flopping out, amen, once you go through high school and you drop out in college because some idiot is teaching you that you came from some a primordial soup being hit by an electrical bolt. Oh, praise the Lord. And you came from a one-celled amoeba, a tadpole, and a frog. Come on. Sometimes we act like monkeys, but we didn't come from a monkey. Some of y'all should say, speak for yourself, dude. Come on, somebody. I'm saying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Peter, in his second strong reminder. Amen. Second Peter. Second Peter is a letter. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking to people, that he's talking to them about the promises. But I want you to look at how strongly he stated the promise just a short time before he... And he did so in his first letter. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe just a few years before, in Jesus' name. But this is the second letter. And that's where we're starting right now. He knows people need reminding. This is maybe at least 20 years after Pentecost. Amen. But in the name of Jesus, you have got to keep the Holy Ghost moving. So we've already, amen, we've read, oh, praise the Lord, we've already read the second letter, amen, already this morning. But look at how, amen, strongly he worded the first letter. 1 Peter 1:3, beloved be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, amen, have begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. To inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. Hang there with me. Amen. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through, amen, of manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, amen, that perishes, though it tried with fire, though it be found, might be found with praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, this sounds pretty strong wording. Oh, praise the Lord. At the beginning, we read the second letter, but this is the first letter. He says, at the appearing of Jesus Christ, who having not seen ye love, in whom now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving not, hey, this is what it's all about, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Look how clearly what we're seeing. Listen to me. Peter is acknowledging that they had Jesus in their sight. He's acknowledging that they rejoiced in Jesus because they saw Jesus. Hallelujah. They danced, amen, right through temptations, but because they saw Jesus. I'm talking about the first letter. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The first letter is pretty strong. He says they counted their Jesus more than silver, more than the gold prices, more than your silver prices that are going through the roof, more than your gold prices that are going through the roof. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Those things can get pretty attractive, but you got to understand, amen, that gold won't buy you streets of gold. Oh, praise the Lord. What buys you streets of gold is when you weren't sophisticated, when you praise God not on cue, when you worship the Lord and you didn't care what your Liz Claiborne looked like. Come on, friend of mine, when you weren't afraid to break a high heel shoe. Come on, dude, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They dance, the Bible says, amen, I'm talking about way back then, they dance over their sorrows. They dance, amen, because they saw Jesus. See, what I'm worried about is, are you just seeing, amen, the hairnet that's sitting in front of you? Hallelujah, amen. Or are you seeing Jesus? Are you seeing your own vanities and wondering who's looking at you? Or are you seeing Jesus? Are you worried about your next white ride? I'm going to tell you, your Maserati is going to rot on the heap, amen, one day. But we've got a Lamb, oh, praise the Lord, which is a light that's not dependent on the gas bill, not dependent on the light. Hey, some of you ought to, hey, I'm telling you, I came here, amen, to release a determination to obtain the highest place for me, the highest vision. Some of you have slacked back, but in the name of Jesus, oh, praise the Lord, you're not the person that's put here for God to give your pastor, amen, a heart condition. Oh, praise the Lord, you ought to be here to worship and to praise God in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, open up my eyes. Help me to see. Open up my eyes. Where are you? Come on, somebody. You may not be sitting on the front row, but come on. It ain't time for you to look cute in the middle row. Somebody give up some praise right now.
I can stand it. No, I got a mobile microphone and I'm not embarrassed to get in your face. If your experience is like a rope, you need to get the slack out of it. Hallelujah. I say you need to say, God, I'm part of his bride. I'm part of your bride. I'm part of your bride. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. No spot, no wrinkle, no any such thing. Come on. I want to preach to the sinners, but I got to preach to some saints right now. Hallelujah. No spots, no wrinkles. Come on, somebody. It ain't time for you to be cutesy-pootsy, sir. It's time for you to lift up your hands in the name. God didn't give you good health just to give you good health. God didn't give you good finances just to make you rich. Oh, praise the Lord. God is doing what he is doing. Are you listening to me? So he can do something greater through you than what he's ever. Hey, go ahead. Come on, Chris. I'm watching you. Get your hands up, sir. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, where's my shouters? Where's my praisers? I wish I had some 80-year-old praisers. You know what it did like to come through. I wish I had some 70-year-olds that God's brought through some financial problems. And God brought you through your, come on, ladies. You can run. You can shout. We're not just trying to be a disco. We're praising God. Because let everything that has breath or bad breath give him praise. Come on, dude. You can read your Bible later. Come on. You need to hear this word from God. Because Hey, Lazarus, what do you see?
Tap three people on the shoulder around you. Smack them, please. I don't see nobody tapping back here. Turn up your hearing aid so you can hear me. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, are you ready? Watch my tonsils. Look at them now. Amen. And say, excuse me, I'm about to embarrass you. Watch me while I shout. On your mark, get set, go. Do you feel? Leg up, leg down, knee up, knee down. Woo! Come on, somebody. Wow, look at them. Look at what they're doing. You don't know what the angels are doing when somebody begins to praise the Lord. Come on, Devin. You can do better than that, son. Woo! Go ahead, mama. Come on, 15 more seconds. Shout unto God. Help me see. Help me see, Lord. No more grave clothes for me. No more Dave.
Your neighbors, I can't stand myself now, but I'm certainly going to start trying.
Lift up your hands and praise him. Would you do that? I command that love for silver and gold to get out of here. I command that love for the stocks and bonds to get out of here. Hiala baba yakahaya. Hikata kata kata. I command the love for religion and the love for the world to get out of here. Come on, somebody, stretch your fingers out, sir. He under kata kata. This is not just an old man disease. Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord, lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. He kata kata kata. Come on, we need Jesus. He kata kata. He's the only party that you need. We need Jesus. Get your hands up. Come on, get your elbows up. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, let sinners see in somebody. Amen. Worship God with sincerity. Let them feel the presence of God. Come on, in the name of Jesus. He under Kaha. Come on. We ought not have a guest guessing what you're doing. Come on. I have one reason to be here. If the governor is sitting beside me, ain't nothing changing because I'm going to praise the Lord.
Having not seen him, they loved him. Go back and read Peter, both of them. They were going through fire. That wasn't campfire. That was lightning fire. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What do you do when you're going through something? Pastor, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. He's pastor. He's not the police chief, and he's not God. He's certainly not your peeping Tom. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to know that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. It's not we ourselves. Oh, praise the Lord. You're going to have something more. You got to have something more than your groupies. You got to have somebody that you call upon him. Don't wait till you get on that traffic jam to start hollering Jesus. Then you're probably not mean it. Then you're just cussing. Come on, somebody. Get your hands up. Give him praise in the name of Jesus. in his first letter, he knew. See, there was no internet. Oh, praise the Lord. There was no X. There was no Twitter. Hallelujah. There was no messenger. But by letter and by revelation, he knew when he wrote that first letter that their rejoice thermometer was reading right. Oh, praise the Lord. When he was writing, he says, I know you're going through stuff, but in the name of Jesus, pow. Hallelujah. I know I can feel it with my pen that you're rejoicing with joy unspeakable. It says, I'm not worried about what Rome's doing to you and what the neighbors are doing to you and what all this stuff, because if you can worship the Lord, hallelujah, God will bring you out of the fire. Oh, praise the Lord. If you can worship the Lord, come on, somebody. Oh, come on. If you're in school, you better know how to praise the Lord, because God can make you wiser than your teacher. Somebody give him praise. Their joy thermometer was showing that rejoicing. In a formal such a light way, it's like this. Hallelujah. This can fool you because you think, amen. I praise the Lord, amen. As long as I got my high-heeled shoes, not me. None of you dudes better have it either. Amen. You're Bostonians and all that. But you need to learn, oh, praise the Lord, how to, amen, get in your kitchen while the wife is switching in the kitchen, making your pancakes. You need to get in there and she say, what's going on with you? Say, I got to dance because I got eggs. Oh, praise the Lord that he paid for. I got bacon. He made me on the credit card, but he prayed for. Oh, praise the Lord. I went from bad health to good health. Come on. Hey. Let me shout this. There's more than one of you that if you'll get it right and get rid of your stinking pride, you'll praise your way to your miracle right now. Wait a minute. On your mark, get set, get out the aisle and go. Give them that miracle, God. Give those ankles a miracle. Give the knees a miracle. What's wrong with the rest of you cuties? Give him some praise right now. In the it's done. Tumor, go. Cirrhosis of the liver, go. Blood vessel, go. Heart be healed right now. Mental disease, go. Valium, get out of here. In the name of, go ahead, mama. Do one more twirl on that. Do one more twirl. Show her how to praise. Grab her hand. Show her how to pray. Hey! This ain't for show. I say this ain't for show. If you see this on the screen, get out of your television, get your flip-flops off, and give him praise. Get the potato chips down onto the couch. Give him praise right now. Come on, Chris. It's not about the Holy Ghost yesterday. It's about the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. If you ever talked in tongues today, come on, get in touch with. Go ahead. There's enough Holy Ghost in this house to satisfy every man, to satisfy every woman. Lift up your voice. I command it across the street. I command it across the highway. I command it to that apartment and that duplex. I command it in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all, did that cost you that much? You didn't get that job because you're so smart. You got that God job because God gave it to you. Come on, somebody. You could have failed the SAT. You could have failed your final exam, but God helped you. Go ahead, Chris. Give it a dance, son. What are you going through? Praise him. Don't wait till you feel like it. Praise him because his word says so. Praise him, sister. Something's coming to you right now. Something's coming to those kids in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of the Lord come to that house. God, show this people that the devil is under their feet. Somebody give God a scream. We're about to leave 2025. Some people, a lot of me, be a lot of preaching on Wednesday night about putting a new season on, turning a new leaf, and all those kind of things, Pentecostal stuff. What about getting a hold of something that you don't have to, amen, do an overhaul? Oh, hallelujah. There's generational blessings right here. In the name of Jesus, get right, heart. No more talk about it. In the name of Jesus, superior vena cava. Every, in the name of Jesus, every heart muscle, every valve, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a child of God. Don't be embarrassed, sir. Don't be embarrassed. Come on, there's somebody that's near you that's waiting for them to you to turn to them. Put your hands on them in the name of the Lord. Put your hands on their shoulder. Come on. Don't do it like they're in a convalescent home about to die. Come on, do it like they're in the birth room about to come alive. Somebody talk in tongues and, amen, as you're praying in the spirit, let God show you what the need is. Then say, joy come back, peace come back, marriage be healed. Mind be healed. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Come on, don't leave our guests out. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. I lose boldness in this place. If you've never got the Holy Ghost, you need to reach out to God. Hey! In the name of Jesus. Rejoice, Pastor, like you've got it. Rejoice like you've got it. Hey! He undercotoko generational blessing. He kotokotoko. Put your head up, son. I bind the fear. I bind the hesitation. I lose fire. Leap as high as you can. Father, thank you. Come on, if you're a guest of ours, if you don't know more than just to reach around and start to mimicking some of the things you see. Amen. When people are lifting up their hands, they're coming like babies, not like millionaires, not like stubborn teenagers. They're coming like babies to the Lord. Come on, what baby doesn't get the milk if they need it? What baby doesn't need to get the diaper changed if they need it? Come on. Come like a baby. Get rid of your stinking pride. Come on, give it another 10 seconds. I got to finish this up. Come on, sir. You need to make up your mind. I'm getting out of the back of the bus. I don't have to be in the back of the bus. In the name of Jesus, I got the glory of the Lord is shining upon me. Well, I'm not used to such disorganization. Tell that to the angels.
Not the seminaries in the cemeteries that's not going to get you what you need. If we can forget about ourselves. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Is that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment? Amen. And wiped his feet with her hair. Those whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death. But Lazarus didn't hear that. Mary didn't hear that. Neither did Martha hear that. For the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Let me tell you, I had a lot of consternation over this service, over this message. But I can tell you what God always knows. Here at 71 years old, I'm learning praise, amen, like never before. You're a young man, Pastor. I praise the Lord because I knew what to do. Amen. Sometimes it got people going. Maybe it didn't, but I just want to praise the Lord. There's something to function. I'm going to tell you something. Some of you, amen, will take note of this. If you get stumped, start praising the Lord. I don't care where you are. Amen. Get flat footed and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his place of the judiciary. Sister said unto him, Lord, behold, whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus said, heard that. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Lazarus, amen. What do you see? Amen. First of all, Lazarus was sick. He was too feeble. Sick means feeble in every sense. He was diseased. He was impotent. Amen. He was sick. He was made so weak. Think about it. Put yourself in that position. Amen. He had a name that was the right name. Jesus' name, his name means God helped. In some places it says that God is my help. Amen. Put yourself in that position. Have you ever put yourself and says, well, amen, I'm on the deacon board and I do this and I run bus route. Amen. And everything about me says God help. That's on my birth certificate. Where's my help? Well, praise the Lord. The Bible says he was a friend of Jesus. Jesus said that. Lazarus didn't say that. Jesus said that. Well, praise the Lord. This is a church that baptizes in the name of Jesus. If you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost like I was when I was a teenager and a kid and all that, amen. Amen. You did it out of sincerity of heart. The man, amen, that did it, the woman that did it to you, wash away your sins. Thank you for calling me Brother Crowder. Amen. But actually, I had the same, amen, last name as your pastor. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't know your name, dude, but I got your same last name, too. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, my God, I'm in trouble now. No. Amen. When you go down the baptismal tank, you get your name, you get the name of Jesus. The name washes the name gives you the family name, and the name calls the blood that washes away your sins. I don't care if your DNA is Irish. It will wash away your sins. Well, praise the Lord. Can you just give a 5-second praise for that? Hallelujah. Jesus waited 2 days to move toward his friend. The delay was with purpose, but they didn't know it. Now think about it. You're Lazarus. Lazarus had to be aware that Jesus was notified because his sisters sent message and says, Jesus, amen, we sent a message. And so he's thinking, he's sick, he's diseased, he's getting weaker by the day. Amen. Jesus didn't start his journey, amen, for 2 days, but the man didn't know that because, amen, it seems like a message would have come back to him. Amen. And he's wondering. But seeing, amen, there's some place that you get in God that you don't let disappointment kill your expectation. Listen to me. Amen. I'm not talking about churchianity. There may be some of you that's here. This doesn't work. Amen. You got to change it to Christianity. When you can understand that God is yours. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It makes a difference. Don't let your disappointment kill you. Kill your expectations. Don't let your emotions kill your expectations. Have faith in God. I can't tell you exactly what Lazarus saw, but I can infer some things, amen, about how he trusted his friend, judging by the result. Because, see, it's not what you do necessarily, it's the results that you get. Oh, praise the Lord. By your fruit, you may be known. If you look at your fruit, sir, there's no fruit, you better get over to the brain part and just how you think. Oh, praise the Lord. This is a man that was sick. This is a man that was going down. This is a man that didn't get the answered prayer. Oh, praise the Lord, that he thought he should get by the name of Jesus. He didn't know that Jesus was moving in that direction, but oh, praise the Lord, he knew he was the only one that Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus not only raised him from the dead, but he was the only one that Jesus did not, amen, raise almost immediately. Even the boy in Nain, that was almost immediate. I know, amen, they buried people early. They don't give them 2 weeks like we do now. Hallelujah. But, amen, he died. And in that day, they felt like the spirit really didn't leave that body, the soul didn't leave that body for a number of days. You'll hear that out. I don't have time to explain all that. But what I'm saying is that he waited for, amen, more than 3 days. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He could have chose anybody in Israel, but he didn't, because there's something about a friend that dies with something in their heart that communicates to God. There are people here that you would have been gone a long time ago. Your suit doesn't tell it about you. Amen. Your tears, your tears don't tell it about you. Your outfit nor your car, amen, don't tell it about you. But there's something about you that God knows. Oh, praise the Lord. And that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, what you see, I don't have to see, amen, the greatest decor. I don't have to see, amen, the greatest paint job. Oh, praise the Lord. When you told me there was a flood in the basement, amen, I didn't think about it then, but I thank God for the flood in the basement, because that tells me, friend of mine, there is, amen, often there's a physical that precedes a spiritual. And in the name of the Lord God, that there's a flood of the Spirit. He come down. Hey, have you been praying for that? Why don't you jump up and jump out in the aisle? I'm not asking you to dance. I'm just asking you to wave your hands and walk up and down this floor in the name of Jesus Christ.